The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Good morning. It is 6:05 on this Thursday, thankful Thursday at that. Glad to have you in. Grab a cup of coffee. Let's get started. There's a lot to talk about as usual. Of course, last night, the U.S. House of Representatives worked kind of late.
Yeas are 314. The nays are 117. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The House passed legislation late last night to implement the debt ceiling agreement that Speaker of the House McCarthy has been negotiating with President Joe Biden. Their staff's putting a lot of time in this over the past few weeks as we quickly approach Janet Yellen's second deadline of June the 5th, originally. Of course, she had said June the 1st, today would be the deadline. She miraculously found some extra money somewhere to get us through the 5th when she realized last week that the U.S. Congress wasn't going to pass the debt ceiling bill being negotiated on. Speaker Kevin McCarthy seemed to be pretty proud of himself, I guess you could say. It's interesting the breakdown of the vote on this. There were 71 Republicans who did not vote for it. The Republican support of the bill was 149 Republicans for it, 71 against it. Democrats supported it, 165 to the 46 Democrats who voted against it. The Democrat caucus, of course, is taking credit for helping to get the bill across the finish line. Earlier yesterday, 52 Democrats made the rare move of voting with Republicans in the procedural vote in the Rules Committee to keep the bill moving, to keep it alive. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries last night in a statement said, quote, "I thank House Democrats for your steady hand, your unity of purpose, for your efforts to make sure that we push back the extreme MAGA Republican efforts to jam right-wing cuts down the throats of the American people that would have undermined the health, the safety, and the economic well-being of everyday Americans." So I guess cuts in our budget that are just fiscally responsible are considered extreme MAGA right-wing cuts now, simply because there are a certain number of Republicans who want to be responsible with our money, who understand that we cannot continue the reckless spending that we have witnessed over the past few years. Jeffries went on to say, from the very beginning, House Democrats were clear that we will not allow extreme MAGA Republicans to default on our debt, crash the economy, or trigger a job-killing recession. Under the leadership of President Joe Biden, Democrats kept our promise, and we will continue. Pat Joe Biden on the back. So I guess Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries particularly, is very proud of his Democrat caucus for having an unlimited debt ceiling now. I mean, they didn't pass a bill that raised it by a certain amount. It's unlimited for the next 2 years. Now, the argument for it, of course, is that they have put spending caps on. But what's the odds of maybe the Democrats, with the help of a few Republicans who have gone rogue, just decide that they want to bypass those spending caps and there's no debt ceiling, so they could go crazy again, right? Speaker McCarthy promoted the bill's spending cuts, even though it fell short of conservatives' original aims of slashing spending by roughly $150 billion between now and next year. The speaker basically said, we did the best that we can do.
Tonight, I hope we proved it to you again, that we put the citizens of America first. And we didn't do it by taking the easy way. We didn't do it by the ways that people did it in the past, by just lifting it. We decided that you had to spend less, and we achieved that goal. Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us, I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
What do you think? You agree with Speaker McCarthy? Did we do pretty dang good for the country? The House vote now sends the bill over to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised earlier in the day that it would hit the floor, quote, as soon as possible. That vote is expected to take place this week, assuming that there are no objections from senators to slow it down. Because remember, June the 5th is the deadline, according to Janet Yellen. June the 5th, the sky will fall. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, not too impressed. He was on with Hannity last night, calling the bill a disaster for our Defense Department.
My plan is to inform the American people that this budget deal is a disaster for the United States military. I like Kevin McCarthy. He's got a hard job. But he said this bill fully funds the military. I want your audience to know tonight that this bill is $42 billion short of matching inflation. This bill creates a smaller Navy at a time when the Chinese are going from 300 ships to 440. This bill puts us on track to go from 298 ships in our Navy to 291. It's the lowest spending per GDP on defense since World War II. This bill is a disaster for America. It is a big win for China. I'm going to be hell no. The number one job of the federal government is to defend this nation. I'm a Reagan Republican, and Ronald Reagan would never have done this at all. Put our Navy in decline as China is building up. So, Sean, I cannot tell you from a defense point of view, this bill is a disaster for the American military. If you think $42 billion under inflation is fully funding, then we're in the wrong party.
The final agreement reached over the weekend, of course, again, suspends the debt limit with no cap through January 1st, 2025. It cuts non-defense spending to near fiscal 2022 levels. And that's the thing. They're walking around patting themselves on the back because they're going back to 2022 levels when those were already so escalated. They were so high because we had already been spending like drunken sailors due to COVID. If they had really wanted to accomplish something, maybe go back to what? 2018, 2019 at the very least. Ideally further back than that, because at some point we have to get serious about balancing our budget, about spending less than what we take in, or at least the same amount. There are several conservative Republicans who, of course, made their opposition to the deal known very soon. Several of our South Carolina legislative delegation, you had Ralph Norman leading the effort. I haven't seen the list. I'm assuming that Russell Fry and Nancy Mace stood firm. William Timmons had indicated that he was opposed to it. We'll get that list. Again, they did this late last night. We'll find out for you exactly who voted for it and who voted against it. 877-235-9405. I'm really curious of your thoughts on this. And what do you think the Senate should do with it? You agree with Senator Lindsey Graham that we have shot ourselves in the foot, so to speak, as far as our defense? Do you even believe that had they not done this, or if they don't do this by June the 5th, are we in trouble? Do we default? I've already gotten some text messages from you on the Big Rock text line this morning that, hey, roll the dice here. I don't know. The financial markets have been a roller coaster. 877-235-9405. Love to get your take on the House passing this last night. Representative Garrett Graves, he's a Republican from Louisiana. He's one of McCarthy's top negotiators. Pushed back against the notion that the bill does not go far enough to meet Republicans' goals. He said, to say we didn't push the White House to the brink, to say that we didn't maximize negotiations, is just an uninformed position. It's just really unfortunate that people have put us in this situation. Got a lot to cover today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the campaign trail in Iowa. Sort of hit back against some criticism from former President Donald Trump on his record as Florida's governor. Also, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was left literally speechless yesterday when questioned by a reporter over whether President Biden is corrupt. I'm going to play that audio for you, but this is one of those where you almost need to see the video as well, because the look on his face was priceless. And there's more news on the Biden family business as well. It's 6:17 on The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Hey, business owners, are you feeling stretched thin by the pressures of growing your business? Keeping up with the changing regulations and staying HR compliant, hiring and retaining top talent, handling payroll, the list goes on and on if you're a business owner. It's tough to maintain momentum and still keep your employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put over 35 years of HR service and technology to work to help you develop a people strategy that scales with you and your business. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits to help you keep the employees you have and attract new ones? What if it offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive? There will always be challenges to face in business, and no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you move past them by providing the HR solutions that you and your business need. With Insperity, nothing will seem impossible. Expand your possibilities with a proven HR company with over 35 years of experience. Get started by visiting them online at Insperity.com. That's Insperity.com. HR that makes a difference. It's 18 past the hour.
Charlie Kirk sees no accountability.
The top levels of the FBI were working in harmony, in collusion together to try to take out Donald Trump, and it was all based on a lie. Who is in jail today because of what they did? And the answer is no one. They are popping champagne at Lois Lerman's house. Lisa Page is fine. James Comey is fine. Bruce and Nelly Orr are fine. Have these people ever been held accountable?
Get the right answer from Charlie Kirk. Weekdays at noon on 94.5 The Answer.
This is Greg Ellie
and Steve Lewis of the Prosperity Group. Do you have a 401k or IRA? Are you going to be 59 and a half soon? Do you know that you could do what's called an in-service rollover? And that means you could move all or part of your 401k into a safe money account.
We can show you how you can add double digits to your account. That's not a mistake. That's double digits. Anywhere from 19 to 36% into your retirement portfolio day one.
This is not a too-good-to-be-true situation. This is a way to protect your retirement accounts to make sure that you don't go backwards.
Think about it, folks. You see your accounts went up quite a bit through 2021, but now you're losing all your gains. Don't make the mistake of watching your profits evaporate. If you're about ready to retire, if you have some questions, give us a call at 800-440-0434. That's 800-440-0434. Or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Mymoneyissafe.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
The strenuous conditions inside a race car is what makes our sport very challenging physically.
Joey Logano is a multiple NASCAR champion.
My lower back pain, my knee pain, would all come in just through the grind of the race season.
And this is Joey's Goodfeet story.
When I was fit for arch supports at the Goodfeet store, for me, it completely changed the game. Not only helped with my pain, but completely changed the way I feel and perform. As I learned, my feet can help my back. I never really thought of it that way, but it really does end up that way, and my balance improved dramatically. When I left there, I was like, I gotta go tell my pit crew about this. With the arch supports, we can be better. We can be faster. There's only one thing I changed. It was just putting the arch supports in. I was hurting, and I changed one thing, and I feel great. This is like the best kept secret. In one way, I'm mad about it because I wish I knew sooner. You can't just take my word for it. Go to the Goodfeet store, try them out, and see it for yourself.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road near Cabela's for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit mygoodfeet.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
/6:24 on this thankful Thursday. We do want to spend some time today on our thankful stories. What are you thankful for? I've already gotten a few text messages. You can email me as well, joey@joeyhudson.com. It's 61 degrees at the GSP International Airport, 60 in Spartanburg, Anderson, Lawrence, 54 in Lake Toxaway, 55 in Asheville, 59 in Forest City, 61 in Charlotte, and 61 in Toccoa. Glad to have you. Portions of today's show brought to you by my bank, the Bank of Travers Rest. They're a community bank. They provide all of our banking needs, from personal checking and savings accounts to home mortgages, commercial banking with a focus on locally owned small businesses. If you're a small business, you need to be banking with the Bank of Travers Rest. They can help you with your investment management as well. Learn more about my bank at bankoftraversrest.com. Bank of Travers Rest member FDIC. A lot of text messages coming in. A face says this bill has let Democrats know that Republicans are on their side. To heck with hardworking Americans. This likely puts the ghost of Biden back in office. Ooh, now that's a scary thought, Faye. Why'd you, it's a little too soon in the morning to throw that at me. Texter, Speaker McCarthy can be proud that he worked proudly with House Democrats to spend more taxpayer money that we do not have, and we can be sure that Senator Graham will see to it that the Senate Republicans amended enough to spend more before they stamp it for approval. What do you think about Senator Graham's concerns about not funding our defense properly? Is that a legitimate concern? JR in Opossum Kingdom writes, if a majority of Democrats supported this bill, this was a bad bill. JR, you got me there, bud. You're right. He says, tells me all I need to know. McCarthy might be a nice guy, but he is the wrong guy. Graham is the last person I want to hear from. Reagan Republican, my rear end. Senator Graham to Russia, they want him more than South Carolina. Tim and Anderson says, I've always told y'all nothing's going to change. Everybody keeps believing it will. You got to have hope. You got to have hope, don't you, JR from Westminster? If there's no hope, then we're in a bad place.
Joey, you are my friend, and I tell you, your youthful optimism it's refreshing at times. But Tim and Anderson, JR and Possum Kingdom, these people are on point. I mentioned to Tommy, these grifters, these bottom feeders, these leeches, these mooches, these ne'er-do-wells and any other adjective I could use, they're not going to change. These people, even if they go to D.C. with the intention of making things change, they get sucked into this swamp. And unfortunately, Republicans have not had a backbone or a spine since Reconstruction. And that's, people should do, I would encourage people to Google the Seed Bill of 1887. Grover Cleveland was the president then. He was a Democrat. In history, he's considered the most fiscally conservative Democrat. And he vetoed many, many spending bills. And he just said that, a lot of the spending that politicians wanted to do in helping and aiding people, it was not the responsibility of the government. But you have to, go on and read into depth. But, yeah, these people, they're not going to do right. And you just have to kind of just weed through them and keep replacing them until you find somebody that will. They just won't do right, Joey. They will not do right.
Can we find people who will do the right thing, do you think?
Oh, guys. I've had people ask me, and, how long would I last in politics? Maybe
oh,
five.
Oh, I know the answer to that,
maybe
JR.
Maybe 5 minutes.
You and me both. I had a friend yesterday that I've known a long, long time. We were talking, and he said, why don't you run for office? And I said, do you want to see me in jail?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I would not last no time.
maybe you see me in front of News Channel 4 doing the perp walk. No, I wouldn't last. But no, we just have to, I called my congressman. If you would get that list for us with the South Carolina.
Yeah, I wonder how Jeff Duncan voted.
I don't know. I called his office and I left a message and told him do not vote for that bill. And I want to find out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll have you an answer on that here
please
pretty soon,
do.
JR.
Please do. Yes. If he didn't, I'm not going to be pleased.
Yep. All right. Very very good, JR. Hey, am I going to see you June the 9th? Are you coming over to Greer?
Man, listen, I got you penciled in, my friend.
All right,
I got
good. I want you to throw your pencil out, though. I want ink so you can't change it. But hope to see you June the 9th, JR. You have a great day.
Have a great day, Joey.
You too. Be safe out there. Yes, June tonight, quick reminder, our Patriots for America 2023. And by the way, we're still giving away a pair of tickets every single day up to the event. So if you'd like to win a couple of tickets to see Mike Gallagher, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, I can promise you that this debt ceiling bill will be one of the topics that Dr. Gorka and Mr. Gallagher dissect. This is Friday, June the 9th. There are two parts to this. 5:30, the doors open at the Davenport, which is on Trade Street in downtown Greer, for our VIP reception. We're going to have some great food that's PhD approved, by the way. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll walk across the street to the main event at the historic Greer Depot. I want you to be there. This is going to be a fun evening. You'll be able to meet a lot of people, like JR, people that you hear who call in, a lot of people that I reference who text. And it's just going to be a fun evening. And when you put Dr. Gorka and Mike Gallagher in the same room together, things can get a bit lively. So text the keyword Patriot to 877-235-9405, our Big Rock text line. Just text Patriot and that will enter you for today's drawing. And we'll, like we did last week, Katrina won our VIP tickets last week. We'll choose another pair, this Friday as well, and who knows, Tommy and I may get generous. We may choose a couple. Who knows? But text Patriot to 877-235-9405 so that you're entered for today's drawing for two tickets, and it'll put you in there for tomorrow. We'll draw a couple for the VIP. Go to 945theanswer.com, too. There are a couple opportunities there for you. Just click on the banner ads to enter for tickets as well. It is 6:32 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.